My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to try experiencing that uniquely grown-up pleasure of rereading a book you were once assigned to read in school. A good literature teacher can make great books come alive. Unfortunately, plenty of people went through school having the opposite experience. Maybe a book wasn't taught well, and sometimes even if it was, people resent being forced to do things. Or perhaps your mind was on other things in school, such as sports or another activity, and you skimmed through a book, doing whatever was required to pass. In any case, when I started reading seriously as an adult a few years ago, I had a realization. And I know this is obvious, but so it goes with epiphanies. A lot of the literature assigned in school is assigned because it is good. Really bad books don't get reread for generations. In order to impress literature teachers who read a lot, a book has to be pretty well put together. And yes, you can drive a book into the ground when you need to write a paper explaining the recurring symbolism of, that white whale. But still, Moby Dick is incredibly entertaining. As an adult, you don't need to write papers, and you can move through a book at your own pace. So why not revisit an assigned book and see if you can find the pleasure in it? If you're not in the habit of reading much, start with something short and relatively accessible. The Great Gatsby is a good choice. The narrative follows a handful of memorable characters through a series of parties. There's enough action that you can read through it in an afternoon. Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea or The Sun Also Rises are likewise slim but memorable. Edith Wharton's The Age of Innocence is absolutely dazzling. And generations have rediscovered and loved To Kill a Mockingbird. Or you can consume literature in a different way. Untold numbers of ninth graders have stumbled through Romeo and Juliet's strange spellings, but Shakespeare is much better experienced in dramatic form. So get a recording of one of his plays and listen to it as you're commuting to work. I'd also note that some authors have works that are more straightforward than others. If you're picking up Virginia Woolf for the second time as an adult, you'll want To the Lighthouse or Mrs. Dalloway, and probably not The Waves. With James Joyce, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man is going to be better with a rereading than Ulysses or Finnegan's Wake. But next time you go to a library or bookstore or peruse the ebook lists at Amazon, think about what books you were assigned to read in high school or college. Pick up one that seems relatively doable. Then challenge yourself to read just 50 pages. If it's not doing it for you at that point, well, feel free to abandon the book. One of the upsides of reading voluntarily is that no one can make you finish. But you just might find yourself enjoying the experience, especially as you read through the lens of having a lifetime of wisdom and context. You might see things that you couldn't see as a young person. And since no one is going to make you write a paper, well, it's really the best of all outcomes. If you've reread a book that you were once assigned, please let me know. You can email me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.